Hi everybody, this is Matteo speaking. We're on air at Galileo Galilei High School in Rome, Italy. And this is our Erasmus Plus radio program called School Across Europe via web radio.
This is Simone speaking. We are here with 7 students from Galileo Galilei High School and 7 Finnish students from Nakkila High School in Finland. We would like to talk about cyberbullying, bullying, and what the teenager thinks about these topics. I am a passenger. I stay under glass. I look through my window so bright. Francesco, have you ever experienced any cyberbullying or bullying in your life, or have any of your friends?
Well, about cyberbullying, fortunately, I've never had any bad experience, and neither have my friends. But about a year ago, I was listening to the news on TV when I heard about a high school boy who had committed suicide. His so-called friends found out that he was gay, and they started posting pictures of him on social networks. The rest of students in his school soon found out, and it was badly ridiculous. The poor students just couldn't stand all the insults, mean remarks and comments on him. He decided to put an end to everything by committing suicide. I can't remember if the online police were able to catch the cyber bullies, but I really hope so.
And you, Alessio, have you ever experienced any bullying or cyberbullying in your life, or have your friends?
Not personally, but I'm going to talk about a friend of mine's story about cyberbullying. His name is Davide, and he was a fat boy. We were at secondary school first year, and in classroom he was mocked by part of class, but the worst wasn't happened yet. When Davide posted a photo on Twitter, he was derided from an anonymous account, and some clues made him know that the account was from some classmates of him. Davide, for the next year, started to go to the gym, and now he looks great. This means that you can make profit of your weaknesses to improve your life. All of it was made for you and me,
but it just belongs to you and me. Christian, are there certain teenagers that are more vulnerable to be cyberbullied?
Personally, I never had the bad luck of being a cyberbullied victim, but I met some guys which were less fortunate than me. The most vulnerable teenagers have a weak attitude and they can defend themselves on their own.
And according to your opinion, what could we do as single individuals against cyberbullying and as a group?
Well, as single individuals, we must report the presence of form of cyberbullying because some teachers and all parents could help a cyberbullied victim. As a group, we must make the cyberbully understand that he's doing wrong, and we must defend the victim. In my opinion, a cyberbully must be punished by compensating money for the victim and, if necessary, a few nights in jail.
Do you think that teachers, parents could help a cyberbullied victim?
I think only parents could help the victim. The teachers would only spread the news and make the situation worse.
That's awful. What do you think the penalties should be for acts of cyberbullying? What do you think, Nicolo?
In this case, I think the cyberbully should be sentenced to a few months in a prison because he or she actually caused the death of a person. Posting pictures is terrible and illegal without authorization. But sometimes people are cyberbullied with words and not with pictures. When people insult other people repeatedly for a long time, this is unacceptable and should be punished by law.
Ride through the city, I see the stars come out of the sky. Thanks guys for being here and for sharing your ideas about these very important issues.